From the team at news.com.au, this is the latest from the newsroom.
The Woolies CEO gets threatened with jail time, a rock legend slams Taylor Swift, and we reveal why an AFL player has retired at the age of 24. That's what's coming up in this episode from the newsroom. It is Tuesday, the 16th of April. G'day there, I'm Andrew Bucklow.
And I'm Natalie Brown. We'll start in Sydney. Police have confirmed that Monday night's stabbing at a church in Sydney's southwest was a terror attack. A 16-year-old man allegedly stabbed a Christian bishop as well as several other men before being arrested. Here's what the ASIO boss Mike Burgess had to say about the incident.
The final thing I would say is when we lowered the terrorism threat level to possible, I said at the time that possible does not mean negligible. And the most likely attack would be an individual that goes to violence with little or no warning with a knife, car or gun. And sadly, we've seen that in this case, and our investigation in support of the police continues.
Meanwhile, Anthony Albanese has heaped praise on the French fella who's been dubbed Bollard Man after Saturday's shocking stabbing frenzy at Bondi Junction. The man has been hailed a hero after confronting the attacker with a bollard.
I say this to Damien Guerreau, who is dealing with his visa applications, that you are welcome here, you are welcome to stay for as long as you like. This is someone who we would welcome becoming an Australian citizen.
Moving on, the CEO of Woolworths was threatened with jail time today after refusing to answer a question from a Senate committee into supermarkets.
This is wild.
In an explosive exchange, Greens Senator Nick McKim warned Brad Banducci that he could be found in contempt and jailed for up to 6 months.
Senator, I've answered the question many times.
You have not answered the question, Mr. Banducci. Honestly, I'm not interested in your spin or your bullshit. This is a Senate inquiry. Answer the question. Was your return on equity 26% in the last financial year, which is more than 2.5 times the average ROE enjoyed by Australian banks, which are the most profitable banks in the world? Is that true or not?
Senator, I sit here before you very respectfully saying we measure ourselves return
on investment. Very respectfully not answering the question.
Oh, that was pretty hectic. All right, to celebrity news now. Courtney Love has dissed Taylor Swift. Oh, the Swifties are not going to be happy. In a new interview, the rocker, who was married to Kurt Cobain, said, "Taylor is not important. She might be a safe space for girls, and she's probably the Madonna of now, but she's not interesting as an artist."
Yikes.
That is a big thing to say.
Incredibly cutting. We'll be back in a moment with the latest in sport.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To sport now, an AFL Premiership player has announced his retirement at the age of 24 due to concussion issues. Collingwood's Nathan Murphy has decided to hang up his boots after sustaining 10 concussions throughout his career. Murphy said, "I love my football, but my priority is on my future and ensuring I live a full and healthy life."
Now that can't have been an easy decision to make, because you'd be earning so much coin as an AFL player and then you have to turn your back on it. But, you know, ultimately the right decision. Finally, in basketball, the WNBA draft was on today. Today with 22-year-old Caitlin Clark being selected as the number one pick. Now, Clark is a future superstar of the game who's tipped to become one of the world's most famous athletes. She already has a huge profile in the US, even appearing on Saturday Night Live over the weekend. Here's what she had to say after the draft.
I think the biggest thing is, like, I'm just very lucky to be in this moment, and all these opportunities and these things, they're once in a lifetime. And when things might get, you know, tiring or, you know, you have to do stuff, I think the biggest thing is to look at it as just like an opportunity.
Exciting stuff. And you are now up to date with the latest from the newsroom.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behaviour in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.